Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Another day, another dysfunction.
Why wouldn't a man care about a woman having her own dish? That's
exactly what it is. Intimidation. They have our own intimidation.
Yeah, ladies, are you a man?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so wouldn't it be fair to say that men are attracted to different things than you are?
Why would you want to be with somebody that's
right?
How many of you would support a man long term? Raise of hands for any of you that would support a man long term.
She will.
I was gonna say she definitely has.
No, but keep it 1,000 because you didn't stay with those guys. So who would actually support a man long term? He stays at home. You're the breadwinner. You support him. You three on the couch. Any of y'all? Would you guys support a man long term? Okay, so we got a minority of the girls here would do that. The reason why men don't care about a girl making money is because most of y'all would not support us if you had the money anyway, which proves my point.
Well, yeah. Not only would they not support you, a lot of these women, they only trying to pay a couple bills. You know what I mean? They not even trying to go 50-50. They want to work their way up to make a $500,000 just so they could get a man who make a million and he could pay all the bills and she can handle groceries.
Crack is cheap.
This says, I'm 40. This is already starting off really bad. Latina and single. I'm successful, but I work a lot. I take care of myself and like to be in bed by 9:30. I'm a homebody. That's cap. That is cap. Women who make these type of TikToks aren't homebodies. Women who get on social media looking for attention, you know, based on their looks and body, aren't homebodies. Bars. But they always got to sell purity. You're not going to sell me purity at 40. You're just not going to do it. Looking like this. You're not a bad looking woman. What have you been doing for 22 years? It ain't been sitting in the house, I assure you. She says, I'm a homebody 70% of the time, and the other 30% I spend traveling and having fun with my family. Yeah, you're not getting D'd down by, you know, foreign men, I know. My time and energy are precious, and no man is currently worth either, and they never will be to you.
I'm still looking for Prince Charming at this age.
These girls were introduced to their handsome new teacher, and we got a chance to watch and listen after the fellow left the room.
I'd like to know whether girls would like to be in my class. You enjoy being in the class? Thank you, Mr. Williams. Will you all bear with me? Can you have patience just a second? Let me answer this.
I'll be right back.
And here's the thing, this is women's standard. If you can't make them act like this and feel like this, they feel like you ain't worth it. You know what I mean? And that's stupid. It's just not realistic. And this feeling isn't going to last forever for 50 years. This feeling can only last during the honeymoon stage. Because after a while, you're going to start seeing somebody's flaws. You know, you're going to have to start going through ups and downs with them. They want this feeling to last for 50 years. That's what they're chasing. This exact feeling that's being shown right here on this video. And this is what's going to keep them single and failing at dating their entire lives.
Really two big mistakes in life. You know, the first one is caring about what other people think of you. The second one is thinking that other people think about you. For the most part, no one is thinking about you.
That's not true. There's definitely people out there who have a hard on for you, depending on who you are. And people are definitely thinking about others. They're not just thinking about themselves. People are very much concerned with what others are doing, what others are saying, what others are wearing. So, yeah, I don't go for this at all.
The spotlight effect is this idea that we constantly overestimate the amount that other people are looking at or thinking about us. The reality is everyone's thinking about themselves. Everyone is selfish.
Yeah, they're thinking about themselves and how they can treat you to boost their own ego. So while I'm thinking about myself, if I can crap on you to make myself feel better about myself, then yeah, they're still thinking about me, if that makes sense. If they're going out of their way to play me or talk bad about me to boost their ego or to make themselves seem like the cool one in the room, that means they're concerned about me and them at the same time, if that makes sense.
Absolutely not.
But no one is staring at you. So why not go do those embarrassing things that you're afraid of? No one is going to remember them. Maybe for a second they laugh and look, and then it's over. And what benefit do you gain from doing those?
I'm a lawyer.
And about how much money do you make per year as a lawyer?
Depends. Sometimes 200,000 per year, sometimes 100.
Yeah, I do not want this woman to be my lawyer. I don't want a hot lawyer or any lawyer who look like she's trying to be hot and that she be in the club. No, thank you. Because then I would definitely go to jail, and I'm not trying to go to jail. So I want an old, you know, white guy that seemed like he'd been doing this for, you know, 20 years. Because I want him to look nerdy, and I want it to look like he has no other life other than to focus on my case.
What type of lawyer are you exactly?
Criminal lawyer.
Okay, and how many years experience do you have?
8, 9 years ago.
And what made you want to become a lawyer? Tell us your background and your schooling experience.
I'm the university and the college, like, 9 years ago, and I work in court.
And what college did you go to?
PUC Rio.
Okay, and then...
in Brazil.
Okay, and then what do you love about being a lawyer? Tell us.
I love saving lives, and I like defense people who need help.
Okay, and then last question, for those who might be wondering, are you single?
Depends who's asking me.
You never know, that's the point.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week that won't be available to my regular subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Somebody making 500K or more, then yeah, she's single. If you're making, you know, under 200K, no, she taken.
I don't know what men want. I'm just saying.
Men are so simple that it's complicated for us women to understand because we're so complex as to why.
You're not complex. Like, your brain is just a mess. Bars.
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
You're mentally defective. That's not the same as complexity. They always put a positive spin on everything. But yes, men are simple.
Why men have to be like, let me figure out this woman so that I could be with her. Let me figure out this woman so I can go out on a date with her. Like, for example, I step out with my man, and the only thing I know what to do is shut the fuck up until I'm spoken to. Like, I went out with him, like, it was in Arizona. We were in Tempe, Arizona. His whole, like, team had, like, a section or whatever. He was like, babe, do you want to go out to the club? I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. I'm not spoken to. I don't speak to anybody until somebody speaks to me, because I don't know these niggas. I don't know them. Like, what am I speaking to you for? I'm here with my man. I'm not here with y'all. I'm not a groupie that's there. Like, you know, as a female, especially as my man's woman, my duty as his woman is to shut until I am spoken to. And even if I am spoken to by one of his teammates, you keep it short and sweet.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for her, Johnny?
Fletcher.
Oh, so you gonna sit up here in front like you doing me a favor, right? Since I put you on camera, you ain't got nothing to say, huh? So, really? Oh, you gonna act like you just moving my stuff and you just looking out for your mama, but in actuality, my own son kicking me the fuck out of his damn house.
As he should. It's not his responsibility to make sure you're straight. I'm sure you ruined his life. I mean, the fact that you're even recording him, putting all this business on the internet, I can tell you're a terrible mom, and you always have been a terrible mom. And his life is going to be 10,000 times better if he just stay away from you completely. These are the type of moms you should just, you know, kick out of your life.
What kind of shit is that?
Come on, man. Damn.
I'm not a devil. And by no means am I a monster.
What is this?
I just thought at least one time I should pay.
Don't embarrass me, please.
She says, asking my man, can I pay? Like, he really looks pissed off. Like, look, dudes like this take themselves way too serious and too much of their manhood is dependent on paying for things. You know what I mean? It's not that fucking serious. Who I am as a man is not correlated at all with my ability to pay for crap. I'll just say that right now.
You're a good man.
And fellas, I don't think your manhood should be based on that either. Or even a big part of it. Some men, they just always gotta feel like the big dog in a room. Can you imagine getting this mad? I mean, it might be a skit, but there are guys out there like that. The less things you have a stick up your butt like this about, the better man you probably are.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
I'm Al Franken, and I'm proud to approve this message.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Okay, well, I mean, at least once I should. No.
She's like, I'm really letting a medium ugly man have me sitting here waiting if he's going to text me back or not. Look, it must have been something cool about him.
You're goddamn right.
Everything isn't about looks. They expose themselves for being shallow, superficial, terrible people.
Women, generally speaking, are just kind of awful.
Medium ugly. Women shouldn't be allowed to call any man ugly. They walk outside with a fake face every day. Think about that.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
You don't even have the courage to go outside looking what you really look like. You're not in a position to diss anybody on their looks. I'll just say that.
My nigga.
And yeah, what does that say about you, you know, if a medium ugly man is ghosting you? You're not that fucking great. And also, you're not that smart to not expose yourself for not being that fucking great on the internet.
Honestly, I feel like I'm in denial sometimes.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.